This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MUT Radio, Ihlanganani Midday Show. 25 minutes to the hour, 12 o'clock, right here on Ihlanganani Midday Show. My name is Lusanda Lusti Yamnqayi. So let's head over to the interview we're going to have just right now with the Dr. Uvuyo Mjimba with Food, Nutrition and Security in South Africa. Hope that you're ready for that one, Mlaleli. Hello, Dr. Uvuyo Mjimba.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to the listeners.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you? I hope you're well.
I'm good.
I was enjoying the music, but yeah, just get on with the business.
You were?
I was enjoying the music. But I'm
really?
Ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we need to get down to business,
yeah.
Unfortunately. So I understand that today we are talking about food and nutrition security in South Africa, you know, coming from the agriculture perspective, right?
Yes. We're looking at the food and nutrition sector in South Africa.
Yeah.
We want to look at two things.
Yes.
Is the food available? Which means that we will also look at agriculture. Not really deeply into agriculture, but you want to ask in the household, is the food available?
Yeah.
How do people access food? Because once the food is available, is it accessible to everybody?
Mm.
I think in a nutshell, that is what we're looking for. Is the food available? How is it available? And is it accessible?
Okay.
Those are the three things that we want to look at.
All right. So you've just answered my first question, which was, what is the study about? So it's about the food and nutrition security, right? But can you also elaborate and explain further in terms of what exactly we're looking forward to? Because we have three things that we're going to be looking at, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We are looking at food security. Do we have enough food?
Yes.
Well, we need to have enough food. And also what we're going to look for is that food accessible? Like I was saying, accessibility depends on can the people afford if they have to buy? If they want to produce their own, do they have access to land to produce their food?
Mm-hmm.
The other issue, one look at the nutrition side.
Yeah.
We don't want people just to be eating one type of food. We need what we call broadly a balanced diet. Some of the questions that we'll be asking people, like we'll be asking, what did you eat? Did you eat fruits? Did you eat vegetables? If we're going to fruits, what type of fruits? Were they the yellow, the green, and whatever color of the vegetables, of the fruits and vegetables? Because what you have here, you know, you may have somebody who is eating a lot of, let's say, starch, what you may say, and then that leads to obesity, which is a type of malnutrition. What you want to make sure is, what you want to find out per province and perhaps per district is to see the households that will serve, to see how people are accessing that food. And access to food also, it depends on affordability.
Yeah.
For instance, people in that household, are they employed? Do they have enough money? People may have enough food at the beginning, let's say the beginning of the month, because they just got paid. Towards the end of the month, do they still access the food that they want?
Mm.
Or that they would rather, good food that they should have, and as well as what they want, so that we see how is this secure? Because that's when the security, I can be secure with the food, because I just got paid. But towards the mid-month to the end of the month, I may not be secure because I've run out of money to purchase. Also, we know that we may have access to land. Are we producing? What if we are producing? We can produce enough. Or sometimes we don't even produce enough to a point that we begin to even try to eat. Whether let's say it's somebody's goats, it begins to consume the goats before they even grow.
Yeah,
maize they harvest it because now they're in a dire situation.
Mm.
So those are some of the questions that we're looking at. So we're looking at the food, the nutrition status, and the security in terms of quantities available, and the security in terms of is it nutritious, affordability, and all the things that are there.
If I may ask, why focus on food and nutrition security in South Africa in a national study, Dr. Mjimba?
It is important to focus on that. I think you know that we are one of the most unequal societies in the world.
Mm.
So for government to ensure that we address food and nutrition status, we need to know where we are,
yes,
so that we can plan where we want to go. For instance, if you look at if children, infants, toddlers, they don't get enough nutrition, enough number one, and adequate in terms of nutritional status food, it stunts brain development.
Yeah.
And we are saying we want to push South Africa to be one of the leading economies in the world. So we need people who are well-fed and fed with the types of food. And it's also, I think, generally, when people have got enough type of food and they are healthy, because we know that a large part of health depends on what we eat, we'll have a better society and a happier people. I think those are some of the important things. Mm-hmm. So whatever we get will help guide government policy in terms of where they can direct resources to. Is there social grants? Is there agricultural efforts? Fortification of food? Whatever we get, I think it can inform policy and practice in a larger space.
What does the survey entail, if I may ask?
Yes, the survey entails us going into communities and gathering data. We'll have two types. There'll be one where we'll be going house to house, which we call the survey part. And then there will be what we call the household economic assessment, where we'll call communities, and then we'll have discussions with them in a kind of a focus group discussion. All of it centers around finding out the food and nutrition. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we have a district in the country is covered, and then to those districts, we sample a few households. We use the fiscal formula to ensure that whatever we sample is representative of the nation, because this is different from the census. The census, you go house to house, but they take the representative samples. We will engage those people. We've got a team of people that are from this province that are going to be going into every district, going to some selected areas within those districts. Those selected areas, we call them small area layers. They will go in there, they will engage, they will come into your house, talk to the household, do some measurements, ask you questions, maybe do some measurements, your weight, your height, the size of your hips, your waist. For children, we look at children at a certain age, the circumference of their head, and we have got quite a lot of indicators that will compute to give us the status of nutrition and the status of food security in the province. And we've done this. I must say, this is the seventh province that we are doing it in.
Oh, wow.
Which means
okay.
After this, it will be one more province, and then we'll have a provincial report followed by a national report.
Okay. Talking about the team, I heard that you mentioned that there will be a team. So who is participating in this project?
We have the people who will be gathering data.
Okay.
That you will see are unemployed graduates that we've identified through a very competitive selection process. All, I must say, they are from the province of KwaZulu-Natal.
Oh, good.
They will be there. So we are giving them experience, work experience, something to put on their CV. As we speak right now, we're training them. We've trained them for 7 days. They will be out there. You'll see them in our uniform. And I must say, they have been trained in many things. One of the things that we're no longer going to be collecting data on pieces of paper.
Yeah.
We're now using tablets, which will be streamed live, so we'll be watching the data as it comes. I think it's exciting for the people that are here that they are being trained into something. And I think they will train them in order that those who want to do further studies have now understand research at a higher level.
Yeah. So when is it taking place in the province KZN? Because I heard that you will be employing people, graduates, around the province. So when can we expect this to happen in KZN?
We are already in training. We've selected them. They are training. They are here. Excited. Very enthusiastic team. We're training them right now here in Durban. On Monday, we finish the training on Sunday. So we're working throughout the weekend, and they are very enthusiastic, I must say. So on Monday we start deploying them to the different districts. You'll see we'll cover certain districts, we finish one district, we go to the next, and that way we'll make work two or three districts at a time, because we really have to move and then try and complete this so that we can inform government policy practice. So some districts will begin to see people coming to them on Monday.
Mm. You know what, Dr. Ntumba, you know what I love about this initiative? It's because that it's also giving graduates that are not doing anything at the moment an opportunity to do something, you know?
Certainly, this is what is also exciting. If you look at one of the mandates of the Human Sciences Research Council, which we are working under, of which I work for as well, who are the leaders in this thing working for DALRAT, we are, one of our mandates is to mentor upcoming young people. We want to mentor young people.
Yeah.
And if you were here and hear some of the challenging questions that these young graduates who have not been doing anything, you can see the enthusiasm. So we leave knowledge in this province.
Mm.
And hopefully inspiration for them to say, I would like to be a researcher too, which means they have to do further studies. And then eventually when we retire, they take over from us.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mjimba. As MUT Radio, we are really supporting this initiative, and we thank you for coming to us and talking about this on air. Hopefully that some people did hear, our listeners did hear what's going to be taking place in the province, and also they'll be excited to engage with the team that will be working on this project, right?
We thank you for the platform. You will meet them.
Yeah.
We will talk to them. Those whose houses have been selected, if you need further information, our details are there. We are available to share this with you. This is a national study. It is your study, and ours is to give you as much information as we can so that you also participate and you encourage others to participate.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Mjimba.
It's a pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.